yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Thank you for joining me for my first Facebook Live of the year, and also my first radio show, which is on 550 KTSA Radio in San Antonio, Texas. Now, you know, I had a big dilemma as to what to start the new year's with. And, you know, I couldn't figure out what to talk about. And so what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about innovations in medicine and the things that you can do to stay young and healthy and to be 29 again like me over and over again. Because, you see, with a new year comes New Year's resolutions. And, you know, I go to a lot of conferences. And the reason why I go to a lot of conferences is because I want to keep up with medicine. You see, just like the iPhone, you wouldn't want an iPhone that's 10 years old because it has old technology. In the same token, you wouldn't want to be seen by a physician who is practicing the way he practiced 20 years ago, because medicine is moving along at breakneck speed. The technology in medicine is incredible. You know, when I see patients in my practice at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center, I always tell them, because we do a VIP practice, I say to them, you know what? You know, I wouldn't be surprised if 6 months from now I tell you that everything we've been doing is wrong because there's new innovations and there are new things. And, you know, we found a better way to do things, and we're going to stop what we're doing and start a new way of doing things, because that's the way medicine is going. It's incredible, the breakthroughs in medicines. And as a physician, it's incumbent upon me to make sure that I stay abreast of the technology advancements in medicines, because medicine is changing. You know, 5 years ago, I would have told you that stem cells was the future of medicine, and it may still be. But now I think energy medicine is much more the future of medicine. And 3D printing, to medicine, 3D printing would be bigger than the internet. Now, what is 3D printing? Well, 3D printing has been around for about the better part of 6-7 years. And basically, where you can print up a pill in your printing machine. That means that just like a printing machine where you put ink in the printer, you could put raw materials into the printer, and the raw materials, with all the computer advancements, you can now take the raw materials and make anything you want in a machine. So, you know, just like, you know, a piece of bread or a cake, what do you think those things are? Those things are not natural to mankind. You know, natural things are what grows in the earth or grows from a tree or from an animal. Those are natural things. But somewhere along the line, we took some ingredients, we took some flour, we took some butter, we took some eggs, we took some baking powder, we put them together, and we put them in an oven, and the oven 3D printed a bread, a cake for you, so that you can eat. Well, now with the computer and the tremendous advancement in medicine now, you can actually do the same thing with a printing machine. You can put the raw materials into the printing machine and ask the computer to print out a pill, to print out a new ear for you, to print out a new heart, a new skin, a new lungs, a new kidneys. It would be so much easier to do that than to use stem cells or PRP or some of the other things in the future. Right now, they're printing out automobile parts using 3D printing. They're printing out hearts and organs and stuff using 3D printing. It wouldn't be unusual in the future to be able to print an outfit from your printer So you don't need to go to a store. Have 3D printed for you. Jewelry. 3D print your jewelry. I mean, that's how big 3D printing is. And so that is going to be a big part of the future. But until that gets here, let's talk about some of the things that we have now that we use to make you young, healthy. I always say to people, if you want to live forever, then you cannot die, right? Because if you don't die, you can live forever. Now, what does that mean, don't die? Well, in 5 to 10 years, if you're alive, you'll be able to replace your heart with a brand new heart, your lungs with a brand new lungs, your kidneys with a brand new kidneys. You don't like your skin, you can replace your skin with a new skin. You don't like the way your nose look, you can replace your nose. That's what 3D printing can do for you. And so the longer you stay alive, the greater the chance so that you will be able to live a lot longer. And I know these are radical thinking, but guess what? This is incredible stuff. Hi, Yvette. Hi, Pete. How are you all doing? I'm glad to see that you all are listening. So I'm talking about advancement in medicine and the things that we do. You know, I tell people, if you go to an orthopedic doctor and you need to have your knee replaced, or you go to a neurosurgeon and you need to have back surgery, if the orthopedic doctor or the neurosurgeon does not talk to you about stem cells or PRP, you probably should find a different neurosurgeon or a different orthopedic doctor. Because if you are a basketball player or a baseball player and you got injured, the first thing they do would inject your elbow with PRP or stem cells. Why? Because if you do that, you may not even need surgery because your body uses PRP to increase your stem cells and you use stem cells to increase your stem cells. Now, why is that important to you? Well, you know, in the state of Texas, if you have a baby, they're supposed to ask you, do you want to store the umbilical blood? The umbilical blood is rich in stem cells. And because it's rich in stem cells, you have the best insurance policy that you possibly have for your baby and for you, because there's a good chance that those stem cells from the baby will be a match for you and your other family members. Now, what does that mean? It means that if your grandchild or your daughter is 10 years old and she falls on her knees, immediately millions of stem cells will rush. They'll rush to the knee. They'll assess the damage and they'll say, you know what? This is pretty bad. We're going to need some bone, some cartilage, some tendon, some muscle. We'll need some skin to fix the problem. And some of the stem cell will actually change into bone. Some will change into fat. Some will change into tendon. Some will change into cartilage and fix the problem. That's when you're 10. When you're 60 and you fall on your knees, a few 100,000 stem cells show up. There ain't enough for them to fix anything. And therefore, because there isn't enough for them to fix anything, you don't have a good recovery. See, so when you injure your back or your knee and your doctor injects stem cells or PRP, then you have a greater chance of improving because stem cells that are injected will then change into whatever is needed to fix the problem. And if you are an athlete, that's what you would get first and foremost. So if your orthopedic doctor or your neurosurgeon doesn't offer you those things, then you need to ask, are you going to use PRP? Are you going to use stem cells? Now, of course, PRP is expensive and so is stem cells, but you know, at least you should be given an option whether or not you want it. You see, because if you have PRP or stem cells and they do operate on you, you're going to heal much quicker and much healthier than if you did not have it. So that's what I'm talking about. The fact that we need to stay with all the new advances in medicine to make sure that we get the best results done. But let's talk about stem cells and PRP a little bit longer. Right? What do we use PRP for? First of all, PRP is we use your own PRP. We take some blood from you. Hi, Stefan. How are you doing, buddy? And we take the blood out. We spin it down. We take the platelet-rich plasma from it. That's the healing portion of your stem cells, of your blood. And then wherever we put that PRP, it will help improve it. If we want to put PRP into your scalp because you need to have some new hair, we will help you regrow hair with PRP. And everything I'm saying for PRP, we can do with stem cells. Only with stem cells we can do it better. But stem cells is also much more expensive than PRP. So what I say for PRP, we can do with stem cells, but only much better. Okay? So if you put PRP in your scalp because you're losing hair, you will regrow hair. If you put stem cells, it will be even faster. If we put stem cell or PRP in your face, we do something called a vampire facelift, which will then make your skin better, make your wrinkles better, make your face look younger and healthier. When we put PRP or stem cells in your knees or your back or your hands or your joints, wherever we put it, it will make that organ, that area, heal better. All right? Now, we also use PRP and stem cells for sexual health. For instance, nipple rejuvenation. Let's say you need more sensation in your nipples. Then we can inject PRP into your nipples, and guess what? It will have more sensation. It will function better. In the same token, we can do the O shot for women. The O shot basically does four things. Number one, it increases vaginal lubrication. Number two, it helps if you have pain with sex. Number three, it helps with urine incontinence. And number four, it helps improve your orgasm. If you had problems getting it will make it easy to get one. And if you normally get good orgasm, it will just rip roid and make it even more earth-shattering. That's what PRP injected for the O-shot does. We use it for men with erectile dysfunction. We can inject it into the penis, and it doesn't hurt. And when we do it, we'll optimize the muscles, the nerves, the blood flow to your penis, and make your penis function like a younger, healthier penis, give you better stamina and better function. PRP can do so many other things, but anything you can think of, it can do. If you put PRP, if you have stretch marks and you use PRP, it can help improve the stretch marks. So PRP is incredible, but stem cells does it better. And everything I just talked about PRP, you can use stem cells for. All right? Now, that's just PRP and stem cells. Now, in general, every organ in your body has stem cells. That means your hair has stem cells, your bone has stem cells, your fat has stem cells, your teeth have stem cells, your skin has stem cells, your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, they all have stem cells. And the purpose of the stem cells in these organs is to fix problems in those organs. But unfortunately, as you get older, those stem cells get older and they don't function as well as they used to when you were younger. Right? So for people over 40 in general, between, you know, over 40, 50 age, I think if you came to me, I would, for the people under 40, PRP is probably a good way to start because it's less expensive. But after you get to 40 to 50, it's a push either way. And then after 50, you will get so much better results with stem cells as opposed to PRP. But of course, a little bit more expensive. That doesn't mean that if you're 70, we cannot use PRP, because we had a lady that was 75 years old. She came in, she had problems with both her knees, and we used PRP. She had a cane when she walked, and when she left, she didn't need the cane, because it works so well. And that was PRP. And then 6 months later, she came back, and this time she wanted PRP and stem cells. Now, in our practice in San Antonio, whenever we do stem cells, we always include PRP at no charge, because I just think the stem cells with the PRP make the PRP work so much better than just the stem cells by itself. All right, so that's stem cells and PRP. Now, I'm a big proponent of energy medicine, and for that I use something called the AO scan. You know, the AO scan has just made it so much easier to do energy medicine. And I've had some patients come to me and they said to me, "Doc, what are you doing? If you didn't have a degree from Harvard or gone to Albert Einstein Medical School, I would think you're a quack. How can you as a physician be doing energy medicine? That's what a chiropractor would do." That's what they tell me. But you know something? Everything in life is about energy. Everything we do is about energy. Every cell in your body has an optimal frequency. And what does that mean, every cell? Well, in your body, there's over 100 trillion cells in your body. And every cell has an optimal frequency. As the cell gets diseased, the cell moves away from its optimal frequency. The further away it is, the more diseased the cell is. With frequency medicine, we can actually scan your body and determine what the frequencies of your cells are, if they are optimal or not. If they're not optimal, we can do a frequency optimization, which then pushes the cells back to what's optimal is optimal. Usually right after the scan and we do an optimization, you'll see a little bit of improvement. But then over the next 7 to 10 days, you come back, you'll see a significant improvement in the cells. But what does that mean? It means that you are going to feel better. I mean, I'll give you a few examples. I had one patient who injured her back. She couldn't get out of bed. She woke up. She had, I guess the night before, she had lifted some water, you know, like a 5-gallon jug of water, and then she pulled her back out. Next day, she couldn't get up. We brought her in the office, laid her down in the bed, did a frequency scan on her and an optimization. We optimized, so for her back, what we did, we optimized all the muscles in her back. We optimized the bone in her back, the cartilage in her back, the tendons in her back. And then when we were done, she got off the table and was able to walk. The next day, she felt incredibly better. That's just one patient. We had another patient, and we usually have patients come once a week to do optimization. And she had been doing it since August. But last month, she was complaining that she was getting a lot of headaches, sinus headaches, and she didn't understand why. She thought maybe it was her glasses. So she went to see a doctor, and the doctor says, "Whoa, your vision is so much better." She said, "What do you mean?" He said, "You were 20/200 before, and now you're 20/75. What happened?" He said her glasses were too strong for her, and so he had to make a new prescription. Apparently, she'd been doing the AO scan, and over the last 3-4 months, her vision improved. It's another patient. Another patient who had a UTI. She didn't even know she had a UTI. But she was complaining of pain, and we got on the AO scan. The AO scan diagnosed, and I shouldn't say diagnosed. The AO scan pointed at the fact that she had a problem with her bladder. All right? The frequency was off to the cells in the bladder. So we did an optimization. 20 minutes later, the pain was gone. She felt much better. These are just a few examples. I, myself, back in July, my right leg was bothering me. I didn't know why it was bothering, but it was just uncomfortable. It felt like a cold day. I just couldn't get comfortable with my right leg. I couldn't understand what it is, and I had to keep shifting my position because of it. But anyhow, I didn't know what was going on. So what I did was, got on the AO scan, and I scanned my nerves in my legs. And lo and behold, my sciatic nerve was bad. So I did an optimization of it, And optimization improved the sciatic nerve, and my right leg pain got better. I've not had a problem since August with this because of that. And that's what I'm talking about, is that it's incredible how this thing works to help things out. So that's the AO scan. And we're going to get, you know, like everything else, it's technology. But what is energy medicine anyway? Well, do you know that an MRI is energy medicine? That's what it is. You know, so when you get an MRI done, they do a scan of your body. And then they pull up the frequency for muscles. It will display all the muscles in your body. Then they pull up the frequency for bones. It will display your bones. You pull up the frequency for blood vessels. It will show up the blood vessels. That's what an MRI is. That's what ultrasound is, energy medicine. If you get a Gaines wave treatment for erectile dysfunction, guess what? That is energy medicine. Someone put a light on your knee, a red light on your knee, and 30 minutes you say, my knee pain is gone. That was energy medicine, frequency medicine. You get laser treatment. Well, the blue light has one frequency, the red light has a different one, the purple light has a different light. Each light has a different frequency, and those lasers, at those certain frequencies, they clean up your face, get rid of your dead skin, make your face look better. You do skin tight off your neck with my Cyton. Guess what? You put it at a frequency and it tightens up your neck by improving your cartilage. Your collagen, I'm sorry. And so that's what energy medicine does. It's incredible. So energy medicine, you may not call it energy medicine, but that's what it boils down to. So energy medicine is the future of medicine, along with 3D printing, because 3D printing, that's also energy medicine. All right? So we talked about stem cells, we talked about PRP, we talked about 3D printing, and we just talked about the AO scan. Now, a few other things that we need to talk about is nitric oxide. Now, what is nitric oxide? Nitric oxide is what I call your body's, your arteries, housekeeper. The way your body works, your arteries is your highway. It's your highway carrying raw materials to the villages in your body. Now, if you have a heart attack, it's because there was a car wreck on the highway, and your HEB truck, your Walmart truck, your 18-wheeler that's carrying raw materials to the villages could not get to the villages. As a result, the muscles in your heart die because it was denied milk and cheese and eggs and all its raw materials. That's what a heart attack is. A heart attack is your arteries being clogged. All right? So because your arteries are clogged, you cannot get blood flow, which is raw materials, to your small villages in your body. So it's imperative that you keep your arteries wide open so that traffic can flow at 80 miles an hour so that stuff can get to your small village rapidly. That's your arteries, taking stuff, raw materials, to where your body needs it. Your veins, on the other hand, is your garbage trucks. They're the ones that goes into the village and picks up all the garbage that you don't want. They clean your villages. That's what the veins does. Your lymphatics, they carry the big stuff. Like if that old sofa that you want to get rid of, that old 1975 television that you want to get rid of, you cut that tree limb down and you want to get rid of it, that's what the lymphatics carry. Right? Now, nitric oxide, the cells that line your arteries, they secrete nitric oxide. And that nitric oxide helps you keep your highways lane wide open. But as you get older, nitric oxide decreases because the cells that line your arteries getting older, and they don't work as well, so they don't produce as much nitric oxide. And when that happens, your artery starts going from an 8-lane highway to a 3-lane highway and things get congested. And when things can get congested, your villagers do not get their raw material on time and they start starving. When they start starving, you start having dead cells, dead muscle, dead nerves, so they don't function as well as they used to be. So in my practice, if you are over 40, I make sure that you get nitric oxide because you're as old as the oldest part of your body and your arteries are very, very important to your age. Right? So what does nitric oxide do? One, it improves your blood pressure, improves your energy, it decreases arterial plaques, decreased sexual dysfunction. All my ED patient, erectile dysfunction for both men and female sexual dysfunction patient, they get nitric oxide because it increased the blood flow to the genital area. And because of that, it helps you function better in those areas. Well, before I continue on, let me just finish up my radio show. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA 550. The phone number to call is 210-559-5959. My email, vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, at Amazon, all the bookstores. It's also available at www.growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, and or you can call and catch me on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com.